You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back, Perspectives listeners. It's Ashley Burgess, and you know what? It's Sunday. It's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and for everybody else that's listening on KLIF.com, thank you. I was thinking last night that I really need to talk a little bit more about my background, I guess, to explain the thought process I have, but more than that, just to understand where I'm coming from, because I think a lot of times in life, we really don't know where people are coming from because they don't really explain it to us, right? As a life coach, I help my clients with the entire person in general, not only spot correct, not just find one problem or one issue and try to correct that, but deal with the entire person. And you know, for the most part, our country, and I'm sure for that matter, the entire medical world, only deals with the recent symptoms, the things that you go into the doctor for. Oh, I have this cough, or this hurts. And the concept of dealing with the problem and overlooking the whole person is really kind of what's wrong with society and the medical profession. And you know, it hurts the people that go into the doctor, it hurts the public, it hurts the patient, and it doesn't really get any better. Things don't really ever get better. You know, and in order for somebody to get better, in order for the system to get better, the healthcare providers must move past these like piddly symptoms that people have and find the birth and the beginning of an issue. The birth of an issue seems to be the first time that something took place. It's when I can go in and talk to a client and go back all the way to the beginning of something beginning, whether it be an emotional, mental, or a physical setback. And when I meet with my clients for the first time, I begin in the same manner by evaluating the whole person, not just the symptoms. And in some circumstance, I must dedicate my entire first meeting to helping them get over a particular situation that is causing major setbacks and, honestly, self-loathing in their life. I'm able to see how a client thinks and feels, and I'm able to begin assessing their core values. I evaluate their core values. When I do that, I understand a person's values and understand if the person's actions, thoughts, or their upbringing goes against their values or their work. For example, if you're in a relationship that makes you feel pinned down and you feel as though you are suffocating, but the reason for your entry into the relationship in the first place was anchored in your need for security, but now you value freedom over security, hence the relationship that once was working for you now is constraining and causing you difficulty because you're no longer valuing security over freedom. If you understand what I'm talking about, the whole idea of opening to a relationship and wanting that relationship based upon security, so you like the way it's going, and then all of a sudden you realize, I really want my freedom, and this person is suffocating the life out of me. You have to realize that your values have gone against what you began to want, and so therefore, you're finding problems in your life on a daily basis. And once I'm able to get to the core of that issue, you can begin to understand what takes place and how to make you feel like you again. And a lot of times, I don't believe that people even know what feeling like themselves truly is. You know, for some clients, I actually get them to a place that they've never been. Like that whole idea of full contentment and happiness, you know, with passion. And they can breathe and they feel complete again. And once you've elicited the purest of the values that people have, the ones that they hold higher than all others, they're then able to understand their values for themselves, but they're able to see where their actions are going opposite their values. And for the first time, they can actually see it too. Not just the psychologist, not just the life coach, but they can actually realize what they're doing that goes against their values. When we talk about last week's show, I thought last week's show was really interesting, and I really liked Dr. Goldberg. Was a very interesting man and a very interesting hypnotherapist. I really liked what he had to say, and also, if you remember what I said as well, and I was talking about eliminating personal regret, and we were both talking about the idea of understanding how to fulfill your dreams and how to get where you want to be at, and how to be the person that you believe you are and that you know you can be. And if you remember the steps, I told you about focusing on your dreams and focusing on your pursuits and your aspirations. And, you know, step two was to start a new notebook and on the first page, write down what it is that you want to accomplish in your life and your life goals. And you remember underneath that, you're supposed to right, why you want to accomplish these particular goals, basically why you want to achieve this and why it's so important to you to do that. The next step was to tear out that sheet of paper and to hang it somewhere that you see it every day, perhaps a bathroom mirror, what have you, or even the car, if you know how to read and drive. I don't know if that's a good idea, but read over this page every day. Eventually, it becomes second nature. And on, you know, on another sheet of paper, you want to write down your resources, the skills, the knowledge, the things that you have that you can do to achieve these goals. And then on another sheet of paper, you write the things that you need, the things that you have to have, the resources, the knowledge, the stuff that you don't have yet to get to that goal. And then the last step is take one of those things that you don't have and try to get one done, whether it's two a week, whether it's one a week, and depending on the schedule, let's say like you have to take schooling or education. That could take a period of time, but you're actually proactively getting there, doing what you need to get set so that in a year or two or what have you, you're on your way to achievement. You're not over there going, man, I really wish I would have enrolled. That's still another 2 years out. You want to get ahead of the game. You want to be there so that you feel good about yourself. You're doing what you like to do. You're proud of yourself. But on top of that, you're actually doing something to better your life. That's cool. That's taking a freaking care about your life. That's actually saying, hey, I'm worth this. I'm worth doing this. I'm better than this. I can actually pull myself up. I can do what I want to do. And on top of that, I'm good at it. And doggone it, people like me. So the whole concept is that you want to actually be straightforward with yourself. And I think that goes a long way. You know, later on tonight, Dr. Will Clower is actually going to be visiting with us. And he's been on The View with Barbara Walters and Dr. Oz and CNBC and everything under the sun. But we'll talk about that in a second. Most of the coaches that I've met, and I talk about coaches as far as life coaches, they are either relationship coaches or they coach your sex life. Or maybe they're diet coaches or they help your emotional state, or they could be motivational coaches where they help you find a greater success in your current job. And those are awesome facets, and they're definitely all have a place. But the intrinsic value in the entire core methodology that I use and that I teach others to use is the whole concept. We've all heard of someone say that, you know, that person's a really well-rounded person. And I think well-rounded or balanced, it really means balanced to me. I mean, because that means that all facets of that particular person in question are being actualized, and they're actually successfully fulfilling their life and their career. They're loved, they possess passion for life, they are emotionally and mentally fit, they are healthy and physically fit, and there is no facet that's actually taking a proverbial beating. You know, in my book, Live Your True Life, I really help the person that has multiple issues or multiple things that are not working simultaneously, as well as I help that person that has that one thing that they seem they can't get on track. You know, for most of us, our entire life is not off the tracks. It usually appears in one or two facets, and it can be predicated by one specific or several specific situations or issues that have to be addressed. Diet and nutrition is one of those facets that can make or break a successful person. What you put into your body directly correlates with how you feel and how you look and how you clearly think. You know, you can't put junk food in and get anything but junk in return. And let me classify junk food real quick, because I think a lot of times we see all these documentaries and what have you. We're not going to address McDonald's, Big Macs, and Burger King Whoppers on this show, okay? They're not a sponsor of the show, and so I don't have to say anything good about that situation. The point is that this food, and that particular food, is junk. But I realize that money can directly affect food choices. But food that is quality can actually be bought for around the same amount as junk. It depends on where you shop and how important eating quality food is to you. You know, junk foods are foods that honestly contain genetically modified grains, as well as food with hormones and pesticides used. You know, I've designed my own diet, and its cornerstone is fish and vegetables. And I believe that the idea of stopping eating man-made food is very important, because man-made food is the idea that of things that don't come from this earth. They don't come from an animal. For example, you know, there's not a French loaf bread tree. It doesn't grow out of the ground. A whole food to me would be like an onion. A fake food would be like a tortilla chip or nacho chips or, you know, tortillas. I don't agree with banning carbs. I don't think that's correctly the right way, but I think that providing good whole foods, so it's like vegetables, fish, protein, that doesn't have fats and like butter, cream, sauces, that kind of thing. Really eating holistically. Your body does need a little fat here and there, but you know, the good fats are good, but you have to figure out what's good versus bad. And Dr. Clower is going to help us with that later on tonight. But you know, the subject that most of my clients are scared to talk about, and I think for the most part a lot of people are, is the fear that I might actually banish it. And you know what that is? Might banish the alcohol. You know, I don't banish alcohol for my clients, but the use of heavy moderation is suggested for both health and weight. And I could talk for hours on each alcoholic beverage, calories, benefits, cons, etc. But we don't really have all night. And I want to cover this more at length in an upcoming show. You know, just like the idea of me quitting smoking, and I lost 15, almost 15 pounds. How many people do you know that can quit smoking, stayed quit, and lost 15 pounds of fat? That's for another show as well, and we'll get to that later on. But I think that for the most part with my clients, they're very amazed and they're ecstatic with themselves when they see their body. And they also realize that what they might have come in with might have been some sort of emotional hangup. It might have been a mental issue. It could have been something that happened 20 years ago. It could have been something that happened yesterday. But the entire body is taken care of. And once I'm able to analyze a client, it might take several times for me to actually get them into a workout and a healthy eating situation. But diet plays such a big part on our mental, physical, and emotional state. And I give you the tools that helps you with the core persistence and the ability to push yourself to a new level. And I think if you give anybody the challenge, for that matter, with hard work and determination and the ability to have that drive, you know how to win. Because you know what? You're a winner. You'll always win. When we return after this short break, tonight's guest is Dr. Will Clower. And you've seen him on so many shows. And this gentleman has two books out, Amazing, The Fat Fallacy and The French Don't Diet. And he's here to talk with us about some amazing stuff that I think you'll want to hear about chocolate and about losing weight and about how you really don't have to exercise and work out every day to be as thin and to be as fit as you'd like. So stick with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. And when we come back, Dr. Clower will be joining us and telling us a lot of things that we're very interested in knowing.